conflict in 2016 and a serious escalation of tensions with Moscow. Meanwhile, Turkey is calling on the international community to impose a no-fly zone in Syria to protect hundreds of thousands of civilians from airstrikes in and around Idlib province. Turkey charges that Russia and Iran, allies of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, quote, will lose all their credibility if they fail on their commitment to reduce violence and hostilities in the embattled area. Mainland China's latest report of new coronavirus cases, 337, is the lowest daily number in more than a month. But the figures have risen in South Korea, the hardest-hit country outside China. The caseload there has ballooned to more than 2,000, including 256 new infections and 13 deaths. Reporting for VOA in Geneva, Lisa Schlein says with global infection numbers on the rise in dozens of countries, the World Health Organization is urging all nations to be alert to the danger and to act on it.
The World Health Organization reports the number of new infections of coronavirus appears to be on the decline in China, while the disease is spreading more rapidly around the globe. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of concern, but he notes the virus can be contained if all nations take the right measures.
If you act aggressively now, you can contain this virus. You can prevent people getting sick. You can save lives.
Tedros says this virus does not respect borders, and nations must seek to prevent cases from infiltrating their territory. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two Baltic countries have reported their first cases of coronavirus. Lithuania has confirmed a 39-year-old woman who returned home from the Italian city of Verona is infected. On Thursday,